First of all, I want to thank you for following the referendum in South Sudan very closely, and in the process also inform the international community and the public at large. Today, we had a press conference here in Juba. The press conference had update on the current registration and also the issue concerning the printing of the ballot paper. We have been informed yesterday that the printing of the ballot paper has been delayed simply because the bidding for the companies was reopened in the request of the chairman, Ibrahim Khalil. Now, what surprised us is that this bidding has been closed and the time frame for the closure was agreed by the commission with the UN. Now, Ibrahim Khalil decided as a chair to reopen this. The argument they're saying is that the company which was shortlisted for this printing did not include any Sudanese, and therefore the regulation which he was part of it was not favoring Sudanese company. For us, this is not a surprise, but it fit very well in the category of delaying tactics. The National Congress Party are using all kind of delaying tactics for this. So today in the press conference, we appeal to the international community to put pressure on Khartoum, especially the National Congress Party, as well as Professor Ibrahim Khalil, that Ibrahim Khalil should not be allow himself to be manipulated or pressured by National Congress Party, because there's no any justification whatsoever to reopen the bidding except because the National Congress Party won their company. The company which is printing money in Khartoum was the company which has printed the ballot paper for the election in April, May. So they want the same company, probably, to print this ballot paper again. We, as civil society organization in South Sudan, has appealed to international community that the credibility of this referendum is so critical that we, as South Sudanese civil society organization, does not trust any company, whether from the south or from the north, to be able to print this document and have a credibility. Why we are saying this is simply because any company in South Sudan, given that contract to print the ballot paper, the political party in the north, including National Congress Party, will question the credibility of that company. In the same token, we as South Sudanese does not trust this company which belongs to National Congress Party. So the best way to avoid this kind of accusation and allegation and doubt is to have a credible, neutral company which is not partisan to the north or to the south. That's our position today in the press conference.
There are concerns that because of the extension of the registration process, time will be basically short or too tight for the referendum commission to ensure that the general referendum goes on as originally scheduled. Are you saying you are concerned about that?
We have said categorically that the extension of the referendum registration by one extra week is totally unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary, but that is the responsibility of the referendum commission. It is their right, the law gives them that power to do it. But so long as they can do all whatever they are doing, they cannot interfere with the 9th January 2011. Whatever day they can play around with it, they can play within the framework, so long as it does not interfere with 9th January 2011. Now, yesterday, the South Sudan Referendum Bureau here in Juba had a press conference. We asked them in this press conference, civil society, what does that mean, the extension of one of registration period from, because the registration should have expired today, the 1st of December, but 7 days more added, meaning now that the registration will expire on the 8th of December. We asked the commission chairman, Justice Chan Rech, who happened to be also the deputy chair of the referendum commission in Khartoum. He's the chairman of the bureau here in Juba. He said categorically, the extension will not interfere with 9 January. Then he was in Khartoum when that decision was taken. And he said the decision was taken on the request of the chair of the commission and then the members in Khartoum. That because the registration process in Khartoum started very slowly, weak, they would like time to be given because of the holiday which happened in the north at the time when the registration started, so people need to register. And the chairman of the Southern Referendum Bureau announced to us yesterday that until the 28th or the 29th, yesterday, excluding yesterday, the total number of registered voters in South Sudan is 2,120,557. That is in percentage form is 56%. Those are the registration people who register in the 14 days past. And in North Sudan, until 29th of November 2010, the number of the South Sudanese who register in the north is 64,627. That is about 23% of the whatever the original figure estimated. Now, the figure that the Bureau is giving here does not include those on the remote area in South Sudan where they don't have the technology of computer or telephone system to relay their data to the Bureau here. So this 2,120,557 are the number which have been reported through the centers where they have access to information. Those whose access to the compiling are not included. Our information is that the number who registers in South Sudan should be more than 3 million, and it is not, and that is by last week.
Why do you say the extension was unnecessary? Because there are suggestions that once the extension will not affect the 9th January referendum, and there's need for the referendum commission to ensure that anybody eligible to register should register to fully participate in the referendum on January 9th. So why is it unnecessary?
I was out in diaspora. I just came back to Juba before yesterday. Yesterday we had a rally here for separation. I was in the rally as well. And I went to register today in Juba. I registered today. And today, the 4th of December 2010, is the day when I register as a voter. Now, when I went to various registration centers. They are empty. No people in the queue. So most of people are registered to meet the original deadline. So when I went to several registration centers, there are no people there. In fact, the clerks who are doing the registration are just sitting idle. They're nothing they're doing. No people in the queue. So the extra 7 days is just there for them to just sit around, wasting time. But for Khartoum, they want the time frame so they can coerce South Sudanese to register. Because what we had today and yesterday from Khartoum is that in the place like Hadi Yusuf, the vigilante of the National Congress Party and the security organ, they are moving door to door, asking South Sudanese to go and register. Even some South Sudanese are telling them that we are not registering because we are going to South Sudan. And since we are not going to be in Khartoum during the voting, why do we register in the north? But the security organs are forcing our people to register in the northern Sudan. Even the number now, we talk about 64,000, this is a number based on the corruption. This is in violation of the Referendum Act. Referendum Act says people to register voluntarily, not forced under any blackmail, bribe, or intimidation. The reason why many South Sudanese are leaving Khartoum, even this morning, a number of them came through Chapa Plain yesterday, every day. Today, we have two steamers full of people arriving from Kofi, Juba. So every day, there are people coming. The reason why these people are coming to South Sudan is not because they are coming to register in South Sudan. They are fleeing the north because of the intimidation and the threat made by the senior members of the National Congress Party. This has been on record. Minister of Information, Kamal Obeid, has said this in the past, that if the South Sudanese vote for independence, they will cease to become citizens of the North, and they will lose the privilege of being citizens of the country. This is not a statement intended for protecting the civilian. So there are numerous statements issued by the leadership of the National Congress Party to intimidate our population there. So today, the population are living there. Now, this extension was done purely to save the interest of the National Congress Party. Because the National Congress are embarrassed. If the registration were to conclude today, they would have not even got 100,000 people registered in the northern Sudan. This is why they want this extension, so that they can coerce the Sudanese to go to register by force. And these people are not going to be in the Khartoum by time of the voting. And this will help them to achieve the threshold failure. And we want the international community to be watched on this. We, as South Sudanese civil society organization, are laying the blame squarely on the hand of the National Congress Party and then IOM. We are blaming the IOM because the IOM, under the Referendum Act, we are given the right to oversee registration in northern Sudan. Today, IOM has declined to take that responsibility. The action of IOM has left a vacuum to the National Congress Party and their vigilantes to do what they are doing now. Now, when I say something like that, people are saying that this allegation from the South Sudanese, because there is no neutral board like IOM to verify this. If they did not withdraw from Khartoum, they would have been the one to see what's happening there. So we want you to ask IOM, why did they withdraw from Khartoum? Was it under the intimidation, the blackmail, the pressure of the National Congress Party, or what is the reason for them to leave Khartoum? This is the question you ask them, IOM. The IOM, in our view, as South Sudanese, are no longer a neutral organization. They become a partisan in a way, because they may not have left our people exposed in Khartoum. because these are the internal displaced people which have been exposed, and they are not able to remain there to protect them. The primary aim is now all over the world in these 8 centers leading the registration process. The same IRM is now assuming the responsibility to manage the donor money here in Juba. Yet they don't want registration in Khartoum. Look at this